Blog Talk Radio.
This is Let's Talk Truth, and I'm your host, Lois. And we're here this evening just to enjoy another wonderful hour of entertainment. No, I take that back because I don't like the word entertainment. Influence, knowledge, those are the words I'd rather use rather than entertainment. Because we actually want our show to be something that we can feed on, grow from, and just, become quite prosperous. So we're going to talk about this evening, recognize the weeds in your green grass life. And the reason we're going to put it on that perspective is because anytime you see your lawns growing and your beautiful green grass, everything is so beautiful, so inviting to the eye. And you just say, oh, that lawn is so beautiful. Well, that's the way our lives should be when we look at each other, sharing with one another. So if we're talking about the green grass, our green grass lives, and I do believe that every individual is given an opportunity to start their life on the same perspective, we're all given an opportunity to have a green grass life. But one day we wake up and it's weeds all over the place. And you can always tell when there are weeds because the weeds are normally taller than your grass. And once you can get your lawn groomed, and the weeds will absolutely stand out because they grow taller and they separate themselves. And our perspective today is we know that the weeds are going to come. They're going to infiltrate our green grass. Now, when you have weeds in your green grass, it's only saying that your weeds are there. They come forth to actually to control and to kill that greatness that you were purposed to be. So whatever your yard is supposed to represent, well, that weed absolutely takes it out of its perspective. It's not as pretty. It doesn't give you everything that you want it to be. Somebody, you can look at, I look at my neighbor's yard sometime and I go, oh, his yard is so beautiful. Then I look at my yard and I see the weeds standing up and they begin to infiltrate and they're, you have more attention put on your weeds than you actually do your beautiful grass. So this is the way our lives are formatted as well. Our lives are so green and beautiful because that's the way it's intended to be. But those weeds are going to inadvertently come in and infiltrate that. Now, as I say at the top of my show every time, I don't come in here to preach to you. And this is purposely because most of you listeners, I'm almost positive, you have your own preachers, you have your own teachers, or the people that you listen to as far as what's right and what's wrong in your life and how to make it so. But we come here at Let's Talk Truth, and we think we offer a little bit of expanded truth that normally people don't get into. You'll find over and over again, people will hit on the subject, but they will, as my parents used to say, they beat around the bush because they don't want to come out and tell the absolute truth. And the reason for that is because they have something to lose, I believe. The churches don't tell the truth in the body of Christ because they're afraid they're going to lose tithes or they're going to lose offerings. Mm-hmm. Some people are afraid they're going to lose friends. You know, so anyway, people don't tell the truth because they are worried about losing something. They're worried about, whether they're going to lose something. Now, it has to be purpose in our life that what are we afraid to lose? I believe truth should come first and foremost over everybody. And once that happens, then, what's left? If we get the truth, what's left? Now, so we're going to explore that. Now, there's a way that we can recognize the weeds in our green grass life, and there's a way that we can remove those weeds without harming the process in which we are uprooting our process of our beautiful lawn. And what's more beautiful than a person? Their heart is geared right. Their love for mankind. They have a pleasant attitude. Everything about their attitude is so pleasant. That means their grass is green. But when weeds come up, you find people become bitter. They become hateful. They become vindictive. All these things that come up, and it doesn't leave room for anything good to come forth anymore. And you find that more and more in life. It seems like the more people go through adversity, that's when you see the weeds really coming up, when people go through adversity and they go through something that they can't quite understand. But the reason the adversities come is because they're counting on you to allow that adversity to control your life, control your path. And we're all geared to do something very great in life. We're here to bring a little bit of joy every day in everybody's, in the lives of the people that we meet, because I firmly believe we don't meet anyone by accident. I firmly believe that there is no one that comes across my path in a day's time that was not purposed to come across my path. So if you're purposed to be there, then obviously there's a reason for it. And that reason, you have to deal with that reason. Whether that person has to bring something to you or you give something to that person, but it always should end on a positive note. And we have so many things that in our lives is happening now that doesn't end on a positive note. I was really saddened because I have a really good friend, a young man that was whose life has been hit by someone with weeds in their green grass. And they just decided to be so very vindictive that they would ruin this person's life. How can you be so hard-hearted and so insensitive that you would absolutely ruin another person's life? I mean, you would take away their livelihood just because you're angry or just because you can't control that person's life or control how people react to you. That, to me, that makes us barbaric, and it doesn't give us any form of sensitivity. So when we start to examine the truth, when we say let's talk truth, we have to absolutely put things in its proper perspective and understand that nothing can be done to you so horrible that you can ruin another person's life. And I always say, too, in every show, that if we tell the truth, we have to apply Christ in it. He has to be in it, because without what we're doing, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then we have no truth. We merely have your opinion on something. And your opinion outweighs nothing. Our opinions don't really matter. Our opinions can never be sound or have any solid, nothing solid in it if it's not encompassed by Christ or encompassed by the Word of God. So I will tell anybody, if you're seeking the truth, you have to seek God to find it, because that's the only time you're going to find the truth. So today we're talking about recognize the weeds in your green grass life. And I mean, this is something so powerful, and I believe it gives us an opportunity to really look deep inside of ourselves to see how many weeds is controlling us and how many is not. Now, we have, I'm not going to call this person a guest because I think they're a permanent fixture here. They come by and they bless us in more ways than one, bless us in many ways, and to share in our broadcast. And I love having them in our studio. And this evening we are being graced once again with the presence of Mr. Motivator. And his objective is to motivate, elevate. So we're happy he's here, so we can give him a hand, please. Mr. Motivator, yes. All right. Mr. Motivator, you're looking absolutely handsome today, as always. I don't know how many women tell you how handsome you look, but you absolutely look handsome today, and I appreciate you being here. And we have another lovely friend who is able to stop by all the time. And I really appreciate the fact that they take interest in this broadcast because we're talking about Let's Talk Truth. And it's so many times you don't find people who really want to participate in anything if the truth is being told. We like it when there are negative things going around, but if we have a positive truth scenario, you don't hardly find people who's really interested in participating. But I appreciate Louise. I thank you for coming in, and you're looking awfully wonderful today. You guys should see her. She's all fixed up, and I think she went to a glamour studio before she came here. So let's give Louise a hand, okay? Okay, so that's just one opportunity that we have someone else here to share with. So we're going to ask Mr. Motivator to give us his take, first of all, on his ability to recognize the weeds in his green grass life. But, of course, his life is so green, I don't see any weeds. Maybe he can recognize some, but I just don't. But give us your take on this subject, and what do you think about it?
Well, give me a few minutes, Lois. The green grass, actually, the green that looks real beautiful to me is the green room when your limo driver walked us into the green room today, and your chef and his staff had all that beautiful food displayed in the green room. That, to me, that was beautiful because I was hungry. But other than that, we all have shaded areas in our lives, and there's beautiful grass, and if we take care of that grass and water it and nurture it, it can make our yards look astounding. But at the same time, we can have weeds that can creep in there, and if we're not careful, depending on what type of weed it is, it can destroy the beautiful green grass that you have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think we need to pay attention to our lawns. We need to pay attention to our gardens because weeds can get in there and they can kill plants. They can destroy vegetables and fruits. Weeds can pop up anywhere and at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, if we are aware, we can immediately take care of those weeds and pull them up or get rid of them, or we can put things down that will destroy the weeds. But I think oftentimes, many of us go in life without observing the weeds that are popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we see those weeds, but we're so busy thinking about ourselves and whatever else that we're dealing with, we don't pay attention to how those weeds are growing. And sometimes those weeds can grow so fast that they can just wrap around us.
Mm-hmm.
They wrap around that plant, and you can't get those weeds away from that plant for anything.
Mm-hmm.
To me, those weeds represent the wrong people popping up in our lives.
Yeah.
Acting like as though they care about us and they're looking out for us. And sometimes those people are weeds, and they want to latch on to us, and they want to destroy us.
And if we're not careful, we can even get tricked with those weeds, because someone can go and put some grass, some green grass out there, and make it look so good. And you have the prettiest yard in town. Mm-hmm. And someone can trick you and say, hey, you know what? You need to do everything that you can to get over on the other side, because the grass is greener on the other side. And I think it reminds me of a man I was working with one time, and he asked me, did I hear about the bull that got stuck on the other side? I said, no, what happened? He said the bull was by himself, and he was lonely. And another bull told that bull, you need to get over to the other side. Look over there. The grass is greener. You can graze more. And there are females over there. The bull got so excited. He did everything, and one day he took that leap. And he jumped over the fence, cut himself as he went over that barbed wire. And the wolf, the bull was bleeding. And he, as he was holding himself, he looked up and he says, well, even though I'm bleeding and I'm hurt, I'm so happy because I finally made it over to the other side. And the grass is greener. And he looked and he said, only this section where I fell at is green. The rest of it is not green. Mm-hmm. And he said, but that's okay. The other benefit is that there are females over here. And all about that time, there were some other bulls came out from around the bush and said, hey, buddy, there's been no females here for years.
That is Mr. Motivator and his comedy. That is some, but it's such a true statement. You have to realize that your purpose in life is to achieve certain goals. Now, your adversary's purpose is to stop you from achieving those goals.
Yes.
So while we're all happy and growing and positively led in life, there's always a weed standing around to try and come in and blend in with you.
Mm.
And one thing about it, they come in all shapes, male, female. And everybody has a sob story. Everyone has a story because, believe it or not, your adversary knows your strong points,
mm-hmm.
knows your weak points,
mm-hmm.
knows exactly what it is that you're interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, like, we're interested in Talk Truth radio broadcast. Don't you know there are some people who want to get on this radio show, just pretend they want to blend, but in reality, they're just wanting to become a weed to grow up and have you looking and doing what they want you to do. And before you know it, you're led in a total different direction
mm-hmm.
from what has been set forth for you to go in. So we have to be cognizant of who we let attach itself to our yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be aware of who's dumping, who is this dumping these this fresh grass in my yard? First of all, who loves you enough to come and try to make your yard look better?
Mm-hmm.
Have we arrived at that point yet? We're supposed to be there, but we're not there. Well, we love each other enough to go tender. You know, let me tend your yard for you. Let me help you with yours. Anytime you have free help and free advice unsolicited most of the time, you really have to stop and examine it, because everything, every offer is not a good offer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be cognizant of that and understand that I'm just trying to get close to you. I'm just trying to get to the point where I can make you weak.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to stop you from achieving your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this happens in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You find men. How many men do you know in a relationship with a wife and you've got some weeds standing around, say, man, let's go over here. Oh, don't worry about what your wife, she'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they just want you where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to have nothing. I don't understand people don't want you to discipline your kids. You know, so that when a weed gets in there, that weed can absolutely control and destroy your child.
Mm-hmm.
You should be aware of who your child is running with. Who is your child? I firmly believed I didn't let my kids go spend the night with anybody when they were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, I know what's at my house, but I don't know who's at theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find weeds take the opportunity to do whatever they can to diminish your purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you look crazy. And once you look crazy, guess what? They don't want to fool with you either.
No.
They don't want to fool with you either. And we've gotten to that point. People go to the extreme now to make your life miserable.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it just because they want to stop you right then. They just want to stop you from achieving that goal, that purpose you have. Because I believe everyone is destined to be great.
Yeah.
Everyone is destined to be great. And Mr. Motivator, you say all the time to people, dare to dream.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
You tell them, give us your slogan. What do you say?
Dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life.
All right. Now, if you discover your purpose in life, don't you think your adversary will discover that same purpose?
Oh, yeah. They have a purpose.
They have a purpose, and it's to steal, kill, and destroy that you have going on for yourself. You know, basically, friends. You have to be aware of your friends, people that you call friends. My mother used to teach me, how many times have you had friends that just feel like you didn't need to stay at home ever? You know, anytime you look around, let's go. Girl, let's go. Come on, say, man, let's go over here. Let's go over there. Let's go. Well, if you're gone all the time, what about home?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What about home?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You men need to understand that your wife should be your best friend. You should be her best friend.
Yes.
And when you find some girl, let's go. Don't worry about him. He'll be there.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, she'll probably be the one to sneak back there and talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a weed.
Yeah.
You have to recognize a weed. Stop being so desperate for a relationship, or desperate for friendship, that you'll let a weed come in
mm-hmm.
and control your situation. Look how many young men's lives are messed up now because of a weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Messed up because you allowed a weed to come in and catch yourself and say, oh, you're so fine. Oh, I'll be loving you.
Mm-hmm.
And all the while they planning how long it's going to take you to get them pregnant so that you'll be saddled with them for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And there you are.
And there you are on one of the talk shows fighting over my baby's daddy.
Yeah.
And is this daddy's baby?
You know, I tell people all the time, it's unless you married and you really, really know your situation, unless you're just absolutely certain of your relationship, you'd rather take it to Maury. Go on Maury.
Call Maury.
I would rather be sure that I'm the baby daddy than to get up here and be wrong. Because that was a man that had a baby by a young lady when years ago, and he paid child support for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that last child support check, she was turning 18. He said, daughter, take this check to your mother, and you tell her that you're 18
and this is the last check she'll ever get from me, and come back and tell me how the look on her face. So the daughter went and did what he said. The mother took the check and she said, you go back and tell him that he's not your daddy, and watch the look on his face. Can you imagine? You have paid for that for 18 years. You allowed a weed to come in.
Mm-hmm. That was a weed.
That was a weed to come in and just knock you out of your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knock you out of your purpose. You have gone year after year after year after year unproductive in the manner in which you were purposed to be productive. And why? Because you allowed yourself to be overtaken. And we're going to talk about this, but we're going to get to a point where we can talk about how do you remove weeds from your yard. There's a weed killer out there that you can kill weeds. Come on, Louise. You've been sitting here very quiet, and I see that mind of yours turning. I think Louise is a bit slow on coming in today because she's been to the beauty shop, and she's all made up and just looking all lovely, but we're going to make her talk anyway.
Wow.
So come on.
All right. Well, on the subject of weeds, the question is, it's easy to get rid of the weeds as they come from the outside. But what happens when the weeds come from inside? Like, you have may have weeds growing up in your family.
Mm-hmm.
You have, when I say weed, when I say that, I mean, like, you may have brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, all that working against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says that the chaff and the wheat will grow up together,
mm-hmm.
but later on will be separated. So right now, you may not know what the weed, who really is the weed,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes it's not always the outside people that's your enemies, but more times than not, it may be somebody in your family.
That's right. You're so right. That is so right. Louise, you brought up a point. I mean, that's a powerful point right there, because no matter how green your grass is, sometimes the enemy can infiltrate you from the inside,
mm-hmm.
and destroy what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about being infiltrated from the outside and the inside by our weed factor, but let's get down to there's a process.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Let's Talk Truth. There's a process in which you can remove a weed, but a lot of times we don't remove them because we ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
We ignore a weed because guess what we say? We don't think it's that dangerous. We don't think it's that destructive. But anything that hampers your ability to function,
mm-hmm.
or restrict you in some way of functioning, that runs your blood pressure up.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there's drama throughout the day, there's a weed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stop and address it, but a lot of times we think it's just going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
A weed's not going to go away. You've got to kill a weed at the root.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when I got ready to do my yard, and I guess during the springtime, I went and had my yard treated with weed killer to kill all the weeds. And there's a point where, you know, they say it gets down to the root. If you don't get the root of a weed, it's still going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like, so if you've got a weed in your family or outside your family that comes into your territory, you've got to remove it from the root. You can't just, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't like to confront anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't like confrontation, then you're going to let something ride too long. But you have to learn how to nip it in the bud when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of my main faults. It's not that I don't like controversy. It's that I've got this built-in thing in me. You can do something to me really, really bad, but I can't tell you. I can't tell you off right then. I can't make you understand what you've done. I can't address it at that moment. So you, but you have to do it to me over and over and over again. Then the very day you do the little bitty thing, I will explode. And that is the wrong way to handle it. Because if you allow something to build up and build up and build up before you address it, then you're going to do something very damaging. And that will also, that's part of the control and part of the your enemy's way of destroying you, because it will make you go too far. It will make you do too much. So what do you think?
When you use the word controversy,
mm-hmm.
it made me think about when I was young, out at my grandmother and grandfather's farm,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the country, and she made us learn these verses. But I had a friend, one of my friends was tall and skinny. They called him Snake. The other friend's name, they called him Weed. And I don't really want to go into details why they called him Weed. But, again, I'm telling this story because Weed got us into trouble. Because Weed had the name Weed because he liked to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
And when Weed ran out of the weed that he was smoking, Weed took some of that grass, and he rolled it up, and he was smoking grass, and he gave it to us. And when my grandmother found out about it, she smoked us. And by the time she got through making us work around the farm and to do things, I learned a valuable lesson about having the wrong friends come over and getting me into some trouble that I wasn't really looking for. So it's very important that we watch the weeds that come up in our life and be careful. And if you have a friend and he tells you that his name is Weed, you need to investigate and say, well, why is your name Weed? And that might save you a lot of trouble.
Yes. You know, sometimes we have things that infiltrate our lives to make it bad because there is a void somewhere inside of us. It's a void. And that void allows us to not be selective in the things that we do. So if we're selective, then that will allow us to be able to recognize what we're taking into our lives. We should not be desperate, so desperate. Man, the devil will serve you up anything if you're desperate. He will, if you need a friend, like the bull that needed that friendship so bad. That bull was lonely, but guess what? He was lonely to the point where he got himself talked into cutting his stomach open trying to jump over a fence.
Yes.
When all he had to do was just be content.
Yeah, he had it made.
Mm-hmm. We allow ourselves to just be pushed into anything because of our lack or inadequacy on the inside of us. Love is not that hard to accomplish. All we have to do is give away whatever it is we're looking for. If you want to keep your grass green and prosperous in life, everything that you look for, that's what you have to be willing to give away. You cannot, you just can't do it any other way. I promise you, weeds will not come around you if you're giving away positive things, if you have a positive attitude. Have you ever got, you wake up, sometimes I wake up, and there's a person that I see every day. When they wake up, their face got a frown on it. I don't bring them near me.
I don't want them near me. And I don't even talk to them.
Yeah.
I don't speak to them. But when they get in the mood to laugh and grin, I say, look, people are tired of you waking up looking like that. I mean, we've been so very blessed. Aren't we blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Can you wake up every day? What goes on in your life at night? Who are you fighting with in your sleep?
Yes.
That makes you angry. Has somebody told you off in your sleep? What is it?
That's why I think some of us should leave alcohol and drugs alone, because you getting intoxicated and just let yourself just get all haywire, and you meet that the right one, and all of a sudden you look at it, oh, that's a beautiful weave. Then when you wake up sober and it looks like weed instead of weave,
no,
there's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. But see, the only reason we become attached to something that's negative like that is because of our desperation within us.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, on the outside, it looks just like we have this green grass. It's so beautiful. Oh, your life is so wonderful. It is so beautiful. But really, on the inside, you're very inadequate. And you're inadequate to the point that you will allow something that's not compatible to you, and you try to make it compatible. That's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing in the world. You find young ladies. You know a guy's rotten. Rotten to the core. But guess what? I'm so powerful, I can change him. I'm going to change this boo, and he's going to be exactly what I want him to be.
Everybody's going to be so happy.
Yes. I love him. I love the way he looks. Oh, his car is awesome. His job is awesome. Yeah, I know. He's mean. He's got a mean streak in him. But I'm just going to keep loving him, and I promise you that mean streak's going to go away. Sister, that mean streak ain't going nowhere because you don't have the power to move it.
That's right.
You might move it for that few minutes you're in his face.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, in the next few minutes when you leave his face, it's going to be right back.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get rid of a weed from the root. And you're changing him for that moment. See, some girls think that they're just, their bodies are so awesome. And they become intimate, and this can change a man. You only changing him for that second. He's not changed forever. Yes, I said second.
I think when I was a little boy, there was a man named Wilson Pickett, and he had this song. And I can remember this song even today. And he sang that song, "Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. Don't let it change your mind."
Yeah.
That song was a real song,
mm-hmm.
because there were so many people that got fooled by the green grass,
mm-hmm.
and didn't realize that green grass looked so pretty was nothing but a weed.
Mm-hmm. And what is this that the Cowboys play on now? AstroTurf, is that?
Artificial turf.
Okay. There's a difference in artificial turf, you guys, and green grass. Number one, I believe artificial turf will tear your legs up if you slide on that. But, you know, grass will do damage, but not quite as bad. So what are you looking for? What do you call it? Turf?
Yes, sir.
AstroTurf.
AstroTurf.
Is that what you're looking for in life? Do you want your life to be artificial? See, we're put here, we're purposed to be green and prosperous and flowing and, have our grass just beautiful. I want my life to be like St. Augustine, you know, that kind of grass. You know, maybe you might want to be Bermuda grass. I don't know. But I'm saying whatever it is we're looking for, let's look for it and be honest with ourselves in our need for it. See, a lot of times we think we need something, the reason we get these weeds.
Yes.
You know, we don't need everything.
Yes.
You mentioned about the AstroTurf, and I can tell you, Autumn, I can tell you right now, there is a different feeling when a 350-pound lineman fall down on you on regular grass as compared to when he falls down on you and you're on the turf. And you feel all the weight when he falls down on you in the turf.
You know, that's the way really our lives are. And we're really kind of having a little bit of fun here, but we're really, really telling the truth because your life is a lawn of beautiful green grass. That's what it was designed to be. That's what it was designed for. But we have, with our insecurities, our little idiosyncrasies, our inadequacies, all of these ends that goes on the inside of us, and we have all these things going on, and guess what's happening? It's allowing us to make our lawn vulnerable. We're vulnerable for weed. So
that's a good one. Here's another one I'd like for the ladies to think about. If you have this Casanova, this guy that's been telling you all these great things, and he makes everything sound so wonderful, and you can just see the green grass, and you can see the picket white fence and everything as he talks. But if the grass has grown up around his feet, that's a sign that somebody's procrastination has crept in or somebody lied.
That is so true. You know, I can remember back just a couple of years ago when I was really young. Yes, Mr. Motivator, a couple of years ago. When I was really, really young, we would see a guy and he would have a nice car. And, of course, I always thought I had the innate ability to recognize game or not be influenced by it. But some of the girls are, ooh, I'm gonna go with him because I'm gonna date him because he's got this car and I love his car. But one thing they forgot, it was his car. It wasn't their car. It's never gonna be your car unless you purchase it. So we have to. That will help. See, it's so many signs. Do you know it's signs out there that there's a weed coming up? You know it's a weed coming up. First of all, I have to take you back to the scripture. The scripture says, Mr. Motivator, how can you and I walk together except we what? Agree.
Yes.
If you and I are not going in the same direction, I'm trying to go up and you're trying to pull me down, or I'm going forward and you're trying to go in another direction, you're trying to go in arrears, right there, that's a sign there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find weeds, as I said earlier in the show, weeds are controlling factors.
Yes.
They have to control. Men, if you have a female that has to control everything that you do, it's something wrong. That's a weed.
That's a weed.
Men, if you can't go stand outside for 5 minutes and talk to one of your buddies without the woman coming there, holding a watch on you, calling you every 5 minutes.
Of bringing the baby out.
Yes, of bringing the baby. Here he your daddy is.
What is the parent?
If you can't do, if you have to endure that, that's a weed. Number one, men, I just believe men should be men. And I believe females, yes, I'm a strong, powerful female. But when I get married, I want to be able to look up to my husband and believe and trust him. I don't want to be a weed in his life. I don't want to smother him out and make him a woman. You know, I don't want to marry a woman. I want a man. I want a man that stands up, loves me, don't mind letting the world know that he loves me. But I don't want to have to check on him every 5 minutes. I don't want to have to see. You know, you find some women, well, he just got to do what I say do.
Who are you? A weed. That's what you are. Because I promise you, if you don't have the right relationship between a man and a woman, guess what? You're going to push out some inadequate children. Then those inadequate children going to hit out into the workplace. You're going to go from the workplace into the body of Christ. Wherever it is, you're pushing something out that's not going to make your purpose active, and your end is not going to be a positive end. So we have to get to that point. Your end will not be a positive end. We need men who know how to hug their wives, whisper in their ear, honey, shut up, and I love you, and things like that, and keep going. But we don't have that anymore.
Wow. I like that analogy. Now, let me make sure that I understand that, Lois. Did you say if the husband is out talking to a couple of buddies for 5 or 10 minutes, and she rushes out of the door and demands that he come in, or she comes out of the house and she hands him a diaper and hands the baby and tell him he needs to go inside, that's a weed?
That's a weed.
Well, Lord, I think I've seen a lot of weeds out here if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and even if you said, and I want to make sure I understand this, even if he has to go out of town on an emergency, maybe a family member is sick, and she tells him, you can't go anywhere because I can't go. I have to go to work, so you can't go. That's a weed?
That's a weed.
If he can't do anything out away from her for a few minutes, that's a weed.
That's a weed.
If he needs to go to the bathroom, and she has to come and check on him while he's in the bathroom,
that's a
weed.
That's a weed.
And if she makes him do all of that and she fusses at him and she won't let him act like a man, you're saying that's a weed?
That's a weed.
And if she gives him some lipstick to put on his lips, you're saying that's a weed?
A weed. You know, everything you were saying, it might seem like it's comical, but it's absolutely true, because we're put here to be thriving green grass livers, productive. Our lawns are supposed to be beautiful because our lawns are supposed to attract the attention of others so that they will know how to get their lawns in order. We are here to attract. The scripture says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And the only good work you're going to see is in my green grass of life. And once you look at that, brother, you have to be able to look at me. Because really and truly, do you know our lives are sometimes the only place people will see Christ? Do you know that? You're a mirror. You're put here. Your purpose is to shine.
That's beautiful what you said, Lawson. I definitely see. I see Louise wants to add a comment to that. But I just want to clear this up. Now, if, say, for instance, Bob is at the building, or maybe Bob is in the parking lot at church, okay, a lady is getting ready to leave, or a young lady, and she has a baby and two other small kids with her. She has a flat, okay? But Bob's wife looks over at him, looks at the lady, and gives him a mean look and goes, we got to go. Do not change that flat. And Bob and his wife leave the church, and the young lady and her three kids are there stranded, and it's pitch black. Would you say that's a weed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a weed.
Because at the sake of risking somebody else's life because you're so insecure, mm-hmm, about your husband even helping somebody else when they really need assistance, they need help, that's a weed.
That's a weed.
It's good to – I just want to know where you're coming from, because
that's a weed.
I've seen a lot of weeds, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. I've seen people just get abandoned, left in the alley, left on the highway, because it's going to be a conflict if they offer aid. And it's sad, Bob happens to be a mechanic, but his wife says, oh, you do not help them. Louise, was there something you wanted to add to clarify what Lois has just mentioned to us about knowing the difference from a weed and grass in your life?
Sure. Okay. The way you would know a difference between a grass and a weed is the fruit that follows. So those weeds, they look good, you know, and it may look good and give all the traits of being good, but when you go back and follow their trail, they leave a lot of things showing you that they are actually weeds, because those weeds, you know, after watching them after so long, you're going to begin to see that, you know, they're not to be trusted. You know, you have people out there that you think that because they know how to say things in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and they act a certain way, you think they actually have it and they can pull truth in. Once you find out that they are like they fake. They put on a great facade.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of fakers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in on Sunday mornings. You got a lot of those those weeds out there. They dress up, you know. But when you get out there and you have to bring the rubber where it meets the road, you'll find out what's the true weed and what's the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of that.
That's right. You know, we're getting ready to come down to a close, and I want to say this, and I'm going to step out there, and I'm going to say this. And it's okay if you want to write me, Let's Talk Truth, 333@yahoo.com. It's okay if you want to comment, whatever you want to say. But I truly believe that when I said earlier that we have weeds that come forth to control and to kill the greatness, to kill our greatness for what we're purposed for, I believe that that's the key. In our lives, 99.9% of the people in this world do not realize what you're purposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that we are put together. We have families. I'm put with this family so that this family can prosper. No, you're put with this family to work a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You have a purpose, and that purpose is not you. No one has been designed and purposed to elevate yourself. You're never going to do it. You cannot elevate yourself. That is not what you're going to ever be purposed to do. You will be purposed to elevate me. I'm purposed to elevate you. That's how love gets around. And until we realize that, we're going to be selfish. We're going to be overindulged. We're going to ignore the true purpose in which we were put here for. And weeds are going to take over and control everything. So it's up to us from this time, from the time you hear this broadcast, it's up to us, it's up to every individual to be cognizant, first of all, of your purpose. What are you purposed to do? And once you realize what you are purposed to do,
mm-hmm.
then that will make you stop and look around. And you can't recognize a weed until you recognize your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. You can never recognize what's coming forth in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
recognize something that's put there to hinder it, because you don't know your purpose. And that is your key. That's your key,
yes,
of removing weeds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize your purpose in life.
Yes.
Recognize why you have that beautiful green grass life set forth.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize why you have it. I'm here because I'm supposed to do what? And once you can answer that question, if you can answer that question looking ahead with your chest out, eyes focused above, look at yourself and say, I am purposed to do such and such. Once you have answered that question, Mr. Motivator, once you've answered that question, Louise, and once you've answered that question, whomever is listening to this broadcast, if you can answer that question in your life, then guess what? Your purpose has been met. You know your purpose. Absolutely know your purpose. And you won't have to worry about a weed, because you'll know when a weed comes, it's to stop you from achieving that purpose. So if I know what I'm purposed to do, any weed that walks up is going to try to pull me in a different direction. And right then I will not allow it to take root in my yard. Young men, watch the women, the girls that you date. Young girls, watch the men that you date. Watch who you attach yourself to and call them my friend.
Yes.
You've got to do that, because if you don't, the weeds will absolutely take root in your yard. They will take over control and inhibit you.
You can't be friends with a weed.
Can't be friends with a weed. Weeds are not, they are coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Weeds choke you. Weeds choke out. Weeds stop growth. Yes. Stops the growth in your life.
Yes.
Listen, I want to say this to everyone. I appreciate you listening to every broadcast. I wish it was some way I could just have you here and listen, thousands and thousands of you. Because I want to share things with you that I don't think other people share. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm here for this reason or that reason. I'm here to do one thing, talk truth to you, something that we rarely do to one another, is to talk truth. A lot of us, my purpose is to take care of my kids. No, your purpose is to do what God has called you to do. That's your purpose, whatever God calls you to do. So once we do that, let's recognize our purpose for tonight, after tonight, and then that way you're able to recognize those weeds that's growing up around your yard and get you some weed killers and get it out of there. I thank you so much for being here tonight, and go ahead and email me. I get a few emails, but I want a lot. Email me at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And if you will do that, I promise you, and you can email me, you can tell me you don't agree with anything I've said. You have that right. I'm going to still love you anyway. You can also listen at my blog. I look at the blog that says loisbullock.blogspot.com. Put that on there. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that will be anytime you want. Our magazine is scheduled to come out January 1st. So be praying for that. I need your prayers on that we get that all done. And I just thank you. So if I said something tonight to offend you, I love you anyway. If I said something to bless you, I love you anyway. And as I say every night going forth, I am Lois Bullock. This is Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart of God. So good night. Bless.